Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. We're looking forward to this broadcast with our dialogue and discussion. Lest I forget it, let me start by telling you, you can dial in, have a conversation, ask the questions, give your 2 cents worth, as some call it, by calling 831, that's 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Today we're going to be talking about lies from the left. Lies from the left. You know, the left has said that President Trump has lied 22,000 times. Wonder who's counting. Wonder what they count as a lie. But I want us to look at and focus on the lies from the left. And time would not allow, if we took 1 week completely in this broadcast time, to give illustration after illustration of the left's lies and the detriment of those lies for society today and the potentiality of a Biden-Harris administration, which will destroy America. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about facing the issues, let me remind you we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not my thoughts. It's not my opinion. It's not some philosophical, ideological bent. It's not based on denominational dogma. It's based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. That ought to be the foundation for your life and living, as well as mine. That should be the light unto our pathway and the lamp unto our feet. That should be what we use as the guide point in what we do and say, and the modus operandi for living. That should be what we seek as we ask God to give us wisdom, to use the knowledge and the understanding that he gives us. That's the word of God. It's called the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, he's speaking to his disciples, ladies and gentlemen. He said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And he further elaborates on that in John 17:17, when he said, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that ought to motivate our hearts and direct our lives. It was the secularist George Orwell that said a number of years ago, he made this statement, further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're living in that very day that we are hated, despised by the left because we stand for the truth. If you're tuned in today, you're listening. Let me encourage you to call your friends, neighbors, relatives, acquaintances, even call your enemy. Tell them to tune in. Tell them to dial 831-0917 and put in their thoughts and ask the questions, because it's a very serious time in which we're living. We have a little over 1 week before the destiny of America will be cast, and it will be done so by voting. It is so serious today, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a Christian, if you're a believer, if you're a conservative, if you are a patriotic American, or if you're simply alive and breathing and have benefited from the freedom that we have in America, you need to listen up. We need to vote. And I don't mind telling you, a vote for President Donald J. Trump is a vote for freedom. It's a vote to maintain the liberties that we've experienced in America for 244 years. It's a vote for our Bill of Rights. It's a vote for our Constitution. It's a vote for freedom and faith and the future of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, made a very powerful statement. And I have inculcated that as my thoughts and my pattern for life based on his statement. And he said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's what we're talking about today, is defending the truth. Because the loose likes, lost liberals, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats are lying to us. Lying to us. We the people in their sight should just be sheeple and not people, where we simply submit and say, yes, master, rather than taking the stand that we the people are the ones that hire them and put them in position, and they work for us and not vice versa. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about landscape lawn care equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional. They have a full knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about hurricane preparedness and hurricane backup equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a good benchmark, ladies and gentlemen, for Tools for Time. Find that gigantic flag, that old glory flying 24/7. 165 feet in the air. When you find that flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my joy today to have with me on the microphone Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis is from up in Georgia. That's my stomping ground. That's my home up in Georgia. So,
Amen.
We used to be called Georgia Crackers. I don't know what they call us now. Hey, but every time I see Herschel Walker being interviewed on television, Herschel Walker was at, 33 or 34 was his number?
34.
34, yes, that's right. 34. And I think of those days that I'd sit and watch the University of Georgia football games, and Herschel Walker was the chief for that game. And when Herschel Walker left University of Georgia team, they started going down immediately. But I enjoy hearing him talk about his stand for Trump and his stand for truth and his love for what we find in America and what President Trump has done. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, let me remind you, Pastor Davis and I are going to be talking about several things. I don't know if time will allow us to get through all that I want to say today on this broadcast. We're going to be covering about 12 or 13, 14 of the prominent major lies that we're being fed, that we're being told, that's being spread across America in an attempt to elect the Trojan horse, Joe Biden, as he's called by President Trump, Sleepy Joe, stays in his basement. And he's trying to win the election just staying in his basement and not answering many questions. In fact, I was surprised last evening and watching the debate that he was awake long enough to stand there on his own recognizance. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you. Perhaps you'd like to call and tell me your thoughts, opinions of the debate last evening. It was the closest thing to what I would call a true debate, the closest thing to it. And I was delighted to see some level of, if you please, proper decorum and proper professionalism by the Presidential Debate Commission that put on the debate, although the one that was asking the questions is a rank liberal. But I was delighted to see there's some level of decorum in that debate. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, let's face it. Joe Biden is hoping to win this election by deceiving the public, Multitudes have believed the deceit and have already or will vote for the Biden-Harris ticket because of the deceit. And that's literally it. They're running on a ticket of deceit, a ticket of absolute blatant lies. They're running on the lies and the deceit, thinking that we the people are dumb enough to believe it without researching it and going back and look at 47 years of history of Joe Biden living and working in the Beltway of Washington. And in 47 years, he's done nothing to accomplish what he claims now. If we just simply believe him, believe his lies, believe his background, that somehow, some way he can accomplish now what he's not done in 47 years. But conversely, the reverse of what he's saying he wants to do now, he claims or he had claimed in 47 years, for example, with the integration of schools. He said he didn't want his child to go to a jungle, and that's what he called it if you'd integrate the schools. It would be a jungle, he said. He was the one that praised the Grand Poobah of the Ku Klux Klan when he was living and then did some of the memorial service when he died. And yet we're to believe that somehow, some way, Joe Biden would be against the Ku Klux Klan. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about all of these things today. Perhaps you'd like to dive in. Pastor Davis and I are going to bounce it around a little bit and talk about these issues. And we'll go back to a biblical reference because, listen, what I think, what you think or feel or say, what others think or say, has no significance, no relevance whatsoever, lest it is fundamentally, foundationally found in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, some of the most serious, some of the most egregious lies from the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats that you could find. And we need to understand that their modus operandi is lying. I'm reading an article here that says the Democratic Party leaders vow to lie, to cheat, and to steal in order to win the election. Democratic Party leader in Colorado said the 2020 election amounts to a revolution, meaning that lying and cheating and stealing, these are the words now of the Democratic Party, the lying and cheating and stealing are morally acceptable actions if they help bring about the defeat of President Donald J. Trump in November. Quote, this is coming from the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party leaders. I'm going to do everything morally acceptable to win. I will lie. Notice this is morally acceptable. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, let me just digress for a moment. Joe Biden is not qualified to be president of the United States. He's not qualified morally. He's not qualified spiritually. He's not qualified politically. He's not qualified economically. He's not qualified cognitively. And I could go on and on and on. But this article, I'm going to do everything morally acceptable to win. I will lie, I will cheat, I will steal, because that's morally acceptable in this political environment. Absolutely, he said. We are pirates on the pirate ship. I want to make this point very loudly, he says, and very clearly. I said it nicely before, but I'll say it in a more curt manner now. 2020 is a political revolution. People on the left are organized, trained, armed, ready to go should they decide to do their stuff and to use some explicatives. We're going to show up in numbers. We're going to show up in mass. We're going to win the revolution. Pastor Davis, that doesn't sound like an election, does it?
It doesn't. You know, Dr. Youngblood, and it's so pathetic that they would take a stance like that to speak to the American public. By the way, I just want to say good morning to all my family and friends, and thank you for tuning in today. We hope that you will enjoy and be able to draw something from this that will help you along if you have not voted yet to be able to make the right choice.
Amen. Absolutely.
Because you have to, and it's just like I sat down the other day and I spoke with my children at my house, and I told them not to only think about yourself, Dr. Youngblood.
Absolutely.
But now you have kids.
That's right.
I have grandkids now. I have nieces and nephews that are coming along.
Yes.
And I certainly don't want their lives to be affected simply because we didn't make the right choice at this particular time.
It's the legacy that we leave behind.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Not a matter of the present tense of what we do, ladies and gentlemen, just as Pastor Davis so eloquently spoke. It's not that. It is a matter of not voting for the man, but voting for our life, our liberty, our freedom. It's voting for faith. It is voting for family. It is voting for our flag. It's voting for the future of America.
Amen.
And all of those things, Pastor, should absolutely be an indelible impress in our hearts as to how we vote.
Amen. So Amen. But you know, the thing that I don't understand about the whole situation is that whenever, let's just say, like the riots going on in the streets right now, when things happen like that in America and someone gets taken down, locked up, incarcerated, or whatever the case might be, and they have to face a judge, and sometimes they don't feel like the outcome is going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
These same leaders will tell us or tell the individuals that's being affected in that way to let the system work.
That's right.
Now, are they letting the system work by saying that they're willing to lie, cheat, and steal to win the election?
Right.
When we have a process in place to handle all the elections that come forth in the United States. I just don't understand that.
Well,
we have the popular vote. We have the Electoral College.
Yes.
They put these things in place so that the candidate or whoever is supposed to be the winner will come out as the clear winner. the clear choice.
Yes.
Because the people have spoken.
Yes.
And I don't understand why they are saying these things, because here it's kind of, it's six on one hand and half a dozen on another.
Yes.
You're saying one thing out of the side of your mouth, but on the other side, you don't really mean what you're saying.
Yeah, the lie, cheating, and stealing, and the battling, calling it a revolution, Pastor, and to our listeners, it's antithetical to what we need to view. We need to look at it on the basis that this is an election, a general election. And if it's anything less than what our founding fathers gave us with the popular vote and the electoral college vote, if it's anything less than that, we're no less than a banana republic.
Amen.
We're no less than Maduro now, that is the chief dictator in Venezuela. And look at the condition of Venezuela today. The people, the citizens, are eating out of garbage cans. They have nothing.
My, my.
And yet the nation of Venezuela has some of the most wealthy resources of any nation on the face of the globe. But
Amen.
The people are starving to death simply because of a dictatorship, socialist, communist form of government. Look at North Korea. Look at China. Look at the way the people are treated there. And yet we're being lied to today in a number of ways, Pastor, and to our listeners. Let me remind you again, this is Dr. Youngblood. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. The telephone number is 831-0917. One of the first and foremost things, Pastor, that's the greatest lie I believe that any human being could fabricate, and the greatest form of deception I believe that anyone could embrace, is that of murder by way of abortion. And through the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, Joe Biden has said that he stated several things that's his, quote, number one priority.
Amen.
But one of the number one priorities, he said, would be to make abortion on demand, paid for by the tax money, for anybody that's wanting to murder a child by way of abortion. Now, he didn't use the term murder. I have. But here's an article, Pastor, that our people need to hear. It's about a four-page article, but it's I'm going to read about two paragraphs. No scenario where late-term abortion protects the mother's health. Doctor and Kansas Republican Roger W. Marshall wrote an op-ed saying that there aren't any reasons why a late-term abortion is necessary to protect a woman's health. Quote, in this day, I can't think of a single scenario where I thought a late-term abortion would help to improve a woman's health, mental or physical health. Contrary to pro-abortion movement, regardless of the mother's underlying medical health, I have never seen the scenario where we have to choose between mom's health and life of the baby, Marshall wrote. Marshall is an obstetrician who has delivered more than 5,000 babies in Kansas City over a 25-year period of time. He also served as the OBGYN at a state mental health hospital and prison. Pregnant women face much higher risk from uterine perforation and life-threatening hemorrhaging during late-term abortions, according to Marshall. The procedures also pose a high risk of infection, permanent scarring, infertility, according to other things, the doctor said.
Point blank,
late-term abortions are unsafe, unhealthy, and more dangerous than naturally occurring childbirth in every situation, according to Marshall, which is a OBGYN physician now running for office. I am astounded, Pastor, at the number of people that claim they're saved. I don't care whether it's a black pastor or black Christian or white or Asian or Hispanic. It doesn't make any difference. There's no place in the Word of God where a professing Christian can vote for a candidate that stands for murder by way of abortion.
Amen.
In fact, the scripture is very clear, and for those that are not aware, you can mark it in your Bible, put it down, and count it to be total truth. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13, God says, thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
And anytime man wants to override God, God's going to win.
Amen.
God's going to win in the
Amen.
End. Amen. And yet we have people today like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that, and by the way, she's the most vicious, wicked, liberal human being that's in the Senate. Go back and Google her record while she was the DA in California. Look at the stand that she would take against morals, against Christians, against pro-life movement, against those that would stand for pro-life. When Project Veritas went in and videotaped, undercover videotaping, some of the leadership of Planned Parenthood talking about selling baby parts, and were proud about it, and the type of vehicle they could buy with the money they'd make off of that. When that was presented, then the case was filed. It was Kamala Harris that filed suit against Project Veritas for videotaping the truth and tried to prosecute him as a result of his stand on it.
My.
And did not do anything against Planned Parenthood. So, Pastor, one of the things that is the lie that we're being told by the left, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the entire left, the lie that we're being told is that it's okay to murder by way of abortion.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, Dr. Youngblood, I have to wonder, how did they arrive at that? I'm just going to call it an opinion because it's really not the truth what they're saying anyway.
Not medical truth. Right.
But how could they arrive at that opinion to even say that an embryo at conception is just a blob of tissue?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we
being.
Came from. All
not
of us were one day that blob of tissue in our mother's womb. Now what if our mother would have decided to abort us? We wouldn't have been here today.
Absolutely. Psalms 139 is a great verse for anybody listening that wonders about that. We're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
And
Amen.
It's talking about how we're created in the womb. And God's word says that we're created in the image of God. And if we're created in the image of God, that child in the womb from conception to natural death is the creation of God and ought not to be murdered
Amen.
By any
Amen.
Socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic leader or Republican for that matter.
Well, you know, another thing I have to think about when it comes down to that, the abortion and the many, the millions of babies that get aborted in the United States.
63 million since Roe versus Wade.
Dr. Youngblood, I don't have any other reason but to feel within myself that somehow we may have thrown away a blessing.
Yes.
God could have been sending someone to us with a cure for cancer.
Yes.
God could have been sending someone to us to give us the answers to all the woes in society.
Yes.
We don't know.
Right.
You know, who God would have been sending to us to help us in this world, but we've thrown them away.
Not just
now, look at where we stand.
Yeah, not just from that standpoint, but Social Security is broke. Social Security is broke. And why? Because we've taken 63 million human beings out of the workplace, workaday scenario that would be paying into that. And as a result of that, I believe we see the deficit in Social Security.
Amen.
We have Don
Amen.
On the line. Go ahead with a question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor. It's good to hear you. Just a couple quick comments. If you can either look it up in a concordance or just Google it. I did. Google innocent blood in the Bible. The babies, they're the only people that are created because they haven't made it out of the womb that have innocent blood. And you look at what God said to Israel about innocent blood, and he threw them out of the land because of it. And so I just think we're toying with God's judgment if we don't get this straightened out. And, you know, I realize there are a lot of people in this country that aren't saved, but I hope in the rapture will take care of this. One other
Amen,
quick
brother.
Thing, if a Christian is going to go to heaven, he's going to meet, and if they're saved, if they've been voting for pro-abortion people, they're going to meet thousands of people in heaven that never saw the light of day.
Amen.
And if you visualize the and just visualize the amount of abortions, and you just visualize stacked up baby dead bodies and blood running through the streets, I guarantee you Christians wouldn't be voting the way they are. Good day, gentlemen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much. God bless you for that insightful statement. You're exactly right. Pastor, this is the reason it is an onerous thing for me to think of any Christian that will say abortion is okay. I'm looking at an article here. Pastor Raphael Warnock, he's a black pastor. Not the skin color makes any difference. I'm warning our listeners, Pastor Davis, to understand.
Amen.
Pastor Raphael Warnock claims that killing babies in abortion is consistent with biblical values, end quote. I'm going to read you a couple of paragraphs. A Georgia pastor who is running for the U.S. Senate claimed last week that supporting legalized abortion, which has killed tens of millions of unborn babies in the United States of America, is consistent with his biblical values. The Reverend Raphael Warnock said he believes abortion is a human right, and he will fight for it if elected for the U.S. Senate, if he's elected, according to the Christian Post responses in the interview. Last week, Warnock told podcast host Tim Bryant that he believes his faith and his support for abortion are not contradictory at all. He said his beliefs of health care is a human right, and abortion is simply part of that. And he goes further. And for me, he said, reproductive justice is consistent with my commitment to that. He said, I believe unequivocally in a woman's right to choose to abort her child. Further, this article says, do you think it's consistent with God's view that God endorses the millions of abortions we've had in this country since Roe versus Wade? Bryant was asked, referencing the 1973 Supreme Court decision that determined there is a national right for mothers to choose an abortion. Warnock responded, I think that human agency and freedom is consistent with my view as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, Pastor Davis, I simply think this. The scripture is very, very clear, and apparently he's not read it in Galatians 3:1. Who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth?
Amen.
He's
Amen.
Disobeying the truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
He's making a determination and a decision based on ethnicity and based on a desire to run for office and be elected to be embraced by those that believe that murder by way of abortion is sufficient. Pastor,
Amen.
We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, lies from the left.
Amen.
And that's one of the greatest bold-faced lies that I have ever seen in my lifetime.
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, if I understand it from the way that you just read that, evidently he's went out and written his own Bible.
Yes.
Because he said
he's believed another gospel.
His biblical view.
Yes.
Not God's biblical view. Not according to the Word of God, but his biblical view, I believe, is what you read in that. Is what he had to say about why he based his opinion on the way he feels about his faith. It's not his faith.
Yes.
God dealt to every man a measure of faith. And the faith that you have don't even belong to you. It belongs to God.
Yes. And he is denying that faith.
Amen.
I believe the man's lost as a green ball in high weeds.
Amen.
You know, it's impossible for anybody to make that statement and be blood-bought, born again, Bible saved. In
Amen.
Fact, he goes against the Word of God in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. I marvel that you have so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
He's perverting the truth of the gospel.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Believe, Pastor Davis, I believe we got a lot of people listening today that have bought the devil's lie. They have believed the lie, just as Pastor Warnock, and somehow, some way, believe that they can cast a vote for Biden and Harris and believe that their hands are clean and does not have the blood on their... Listen, anybody that votes for the Biden-Harris ticket, I believe they have blood on their hands for every child, for every baby that's murdered henceforth if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are elected in
Amen.
That Oval Office. I believe that they would have blood on their hands as a result of that.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the lies from the left.
Amen.
We're talking about the danger of casting a vote for the Biden-Harris ticket. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're saved, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, if you believe that we are saved to serve, if you believe that we're saved to be salt and light, how can we be salt and light? How can we claim to be saved if we're going against the Word of God? If we're snubbing our nose in the face of God, if we're spitting in the face of God, if what we do and say is antithetical to the Word of God, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm passionate about it because our nation's future and the legacy for our children, our grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, even after we've already left this planet in the way of death, I believe that we have a responsibility to leave behind a nation that's free, a nation that has an opportunity to perform, to have religious liberty, and our faith and our family and the future and our freedom be preserved in the United States of America. Pastor Davis, I am concerned about where we're going. There are a lot of so-called evangelicals today that claim that they're for Joe Biden. Here's an article that touches on just what I said. The one-third of evangelicals who support Joe Biden are not evangelicals at all. They may be believers who are making a personal secular choice, but they can't really call themselves evangelicals or Christians if they support pro-abortion Joe Biden.
Amen.
So, and I will continue with this thought in just a moment, Pastor, but I believe that our listeners need to understand we've got just a little over a week before we cast a ballot that will make a decision that will make the determination for the history of America in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got 1 minute break at the top of the hour. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to Let's Face the Issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University
in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.